Welcome to Out of This World, podcast stories for kids, where we blend wacky AI-generated ideas with our own silly twists to bring you fun, crazy stories. Sometimes educational, but mostly just
out of this world.
Welcome back, friends and fans, to our second episode ever of Out of This World podcast stories for kids. First, a huge thank you to everyone who listened to our Halloween special, The Gully Gully Goblin and the Pizza Ghost. If you haven't heard it yet, make sure to go back for that spooky pizza-filled adventure. Today, we've got two new wild tales for you. First, the kids stumble upon the local town cat, who just can't stop singing. They've got to figure out why. Then we join Grandpa Gilly in an epic garden battle, where he and the kids defend his garden gnomes from raccoons with laser eyes. Buckle up for another out-of-this-world adventure. Here we go!
Ben, you're not going to believe what's happening in town right now. It's totally weird.
Weird like the time you swore the peanut butter jar was whispering secrets to you, or actual weird?
No, this is really real weird. I hear Mrs. Baxter's cat Snickers hasn't stopped singing and rhyming since last night.
Wait, singing and rhyming? That is actually kind of weird. Is Snickers going to join a band now?
Totally, a cat band. Wait, do we have to learn to play tiny cat instruments?
Yeah, I guess. But it's not just for fun. He literally can't stop. He's been doing it all day.
All right, I have to see this. A singing cat, that's got to be the weirdest thing I've seen all week.
Snickers has always been a funny cat.
Funny cat, sure, but not singing and rhyming. Come on, let's head into town. We got to see this for ourselves. Hey, Snickers. Come here, boy.
Here, kitty, kitty.
There you are, buddy.
Yo, yo, kids, what up? I am Snickers, the cat so grand. Singing and rhyming all over this land. I've got a nasty reputation for my rhymes being so slick. Calling Mrs. Baxter, I think I'm feeling sick.
Whoa, Milo, you weren't kidding. Snickers is actually singing. Or, well, rapping.
Told you, he's been at it all day.
Do you think we need to get him backup dancers?
Here he goes again.
Hi, Chelsea, Milo, and Ben. How do you do? Would you care for a rhyme? Or maybe two?
He's so silly. If this doesn't make him famous, I don't know what will. Snickers, the musical, coming soon.
Wait, Snickers, are you even able to stop singing, or are you stuck like this?
Oh, I've tried, it's no use. My rhymes, they run away like a wild, wild, crazy old goose.
So you really can't stop? Not even if you want to?
I wanna stop singing,
ooh,
I wanna stop
one.
Rhyming. I can't break away from this lyrical timing. I used to have fun, but now I'm a mess. I can't stop the singing and I'm filled with stress.
Yeah! Wow, that was great!
I think he's tired.
Yeah, you're right, Chelsea. We have to figure out how to fix this. Let's talk to Mrs. Baxter.
Good idea. If anyone knows what's going on, it's probably her.
Hi, Mrs. Baxter.
Ah, Milo, Ben, Chelsea. I see Snickers is still in top form.
Oh, Mrs. Baxter, no! I may be in form, but I'm tired out too. This endless rhyming, I don't know what to do.
Mrs. Baxter, what's going on? Snickers is acting like he's stuck in a musical.
Yeah, he's been singing all day, and he can't stop. He's getting really worn out.
Well, last night, I wound up this old music box. Snickers was lying next to it when it started playing. And since then, he hasn't been able to stop singing. Could be a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence, Mrs. Baxter. It's gotta be something with the music box.
Can we take a look at it? Maybe there's some kind of clue.
Oh, sure. I can go grab it.
It's pretty and shiny.
It looks like it says something on it. Can I see it? Solo and una rima si dishara el hechiza?
Oh, it's in Spanish.
Hola, uno, dos?
Says something like, only in a rhyme will the spell unwind. Sounds like some kind of riddle or something.
So the spell on Snickers can be undone with a rhyme?
Do you think it can grant a wish?
'Cause I got a whole list ready, right after we fix Snickers, of course.
Seems like it. I've never seen anything like this before. Bought it at a flea market. Didn't expect it to cause all this chaos.
Do you think this will fix Snickers? Or does this, like, turn him into a superhero cat?
Well, I think we just want him back to normal. Right, Snickers?
I am tired of singing. I'm tired of rhymes. I want to go back to the old times when the folks did not stare and ask me to sing. I want to get back to those regular old cat things.
We're working on it, Snickers. Don't worry. Just let me think. Let's see. If rhyming got him into this mess, maybe a rhyme can get him out.
Good idea. But what kind of rhyme?
Maybe something simple like, please, old box, turn Snickers back to his old self again. Or something like that, but, you know, in, like, rhyme.
Worth a shot. Let's come up with some rhymes and see what happens.
Mrs. Baxter, you think you can come up with something?
Oh, I can try something. We miss his meow. We miss his purr. No more singing. Please concur.
I am Snickers, the calico delight, writing all my songs from the day until the night. Yeah, my rhymes are kicking, my beats are everywhere. Got no dirty litter box, you won't smell it anywhere.
Wait, he's a Rasta cat now? This is so wild.
All right, let's give it another shot. I got something. Magic box, don't be a tease. Turn Snickers back, if you please.
I am Snickers the cat, swinging with flair, singing cool tunes while I dance everywhere.
Oh no, not a jazz cat. That wasn't the plan. Let's try again, guys.
Wait a minute. What if we're supposed to rhyme together, like a team or a choir?
Well, maybe we're supposed to be, like, making the rhymes into music or something.
Maybe we should start a band.
I'll play the drums.
I got the bass on this one.
Milo and I can take the electric guitars on this one.
Okay, one more time. Let's get it right this time.
Please, please, make it work.
Just keep it going. I feel like it might work.
Magic box, we don't know what to do.
Snickers is a regular cat again.
Well, I suppose that's the last time I'll mess with mysterious flea market music boxes. But Snickers, if you ever want to perform again...
He's got a record deal coming.
I think I'll stick to meowing from now on.
That was actually really fun. I never thought we'd spend a day starting a band, writing a song about a magic music box, and then fixing a broken rhyming cat.
Yeah, who knew a magic box would cause so much trouble and fun?
You know, this whole thing got me thinking. Sure, today was really rough, but we have each other's backs. We turned a tough day into something we can really be proud of.
Yeah, and something we'll never forget. You know, I really did like Snickers singing.
Yeah, me too. I'm really gonna miss those songs.
Snickers, I really like the Rasta Cat song. Can you sing that one for us again?
Yeah, give us one more song, Snickers.
Oh, okay. One more song.
I am Snickers, the Calico Delight, writing all my songs from the day until the night. Yeah, my rhymes are kicking, my beats are everywhere. Got no dirty litter box, you won't smell it anywhere.
Okay, okay, Rasta Cat. We get it, your jams are hot. And that's the tale of the cat who could not stop singing. We hope that kitty gets to take a little break. Now here's our family fun fact. Did you know that cats actually have over 100 different sounds that they can make? No wonder Snickers had such a range. Now let's check in with our Hoot Hub for another zany zinger. Why was the cat sitting on the computer? Because it wanted to keep an eye on the mouse. Ha ha, get it? Okay. Next up, we're going to take you to Grandpa Gilly's garden for the Garden Gnome War.
Boys! Boys! The garden! It's under siege! Raccoons with laser eyes are planning an all-out assault on our prized gnomes!
Raccoons with laser eyes?
What's the battle plan, Grandpa? Should we call in the big guns? Pew, pew!
You've got that right, Sam! We're gonna use the element of surprise in a whole lot of spaghetti!
Sam, do you still have that rubber chicken in your backpack?
Rubber chicken? That sounds delish.
Oh yeah, here it is. It's a great stress reliever.
You're right. That is a great stress reliever. And we can use that. The raccoons think they can just waltz in here and take over.
Like they're some sort of furry overlords?
Do they have tiny crowns? Because that would be hilarious.
Oh yeah, tiny crowns made out of bottle caps and a royal scepter made of a chicken bone. One of them even calls himself the Duke of Dumpsterland. Real fancy stuff. So first, we need to get the gnomes ready for the battle. We can't let them become a salad bar for the raccoons.
Salad bar? Can I build a salad shooter, Grandpa? I could cover them in dressing and croutons.
Oh, I love your enthusiasm, Max. But this is not our battle. We're gonna arm those gnomes with spaghetti. It will be the ultimate culinary combat crusade.
How does spaghetti help? Are we going to throw it?
Oh no, Sammy, my boy. We're gonna build a spaghetti catapult. And if they get too close, we'll blast them with a meatball cannon.
Spaghetti catapult? I'm in.
This sounds delicious. Wait, but what about the rubber chicken?
We'll confuse them with it. Now here's the plan. Max, you'll throw the rubber chicken towards the raccoons. Sam, you'll be in charge of the gnomes and the spaghetti catapult.
But what about you, Grandpa?
Oh, I'll be the distraction. My old back still knows how to shimmy like Jell-O on a roller coaster. You know, squirrels love a good roller coaster ride.
Grandpa, squirrels love Ferris wheels. Raccoons are the ones that love a good roller coaster ride.
Oh, raccoons on roller coaster rides, squirrels on spinning swings. These feisty fellas flock to fairs like flies on fresh fried funnel cakes.
This is going to be the greatest raccoon fight in history.
Or the greatest cooking show gone wrong.
Look, here they come.
Look at those little rascals. They did bring those laser beam eyes. Looks like someone stayed up and watched a sci-fi marathon last night.
Or maybe they starred in one, Grandpa.
Hit him with the rubber chicken.
Rubber chicken away!
Look, it's working. They're going after that rubber chicken like the squirrels on my secret sunflower stash. Took me a whole summer to hide it, and they sniffed it out in about 10 seconds.
They're attacking the chicken. It's like a poultry explosion.
And now for the spaghetti.
Whoa, this is even better than the baby jumping festival we went to last year.
Oh, yeah. That was a blast.
Oh, look at them slip and slide. It's like a raccoon rodeo.
Look, they're really getting into the groove.
I didn't know raccoons could moonwalk.
Oh, this is groovier than my last big gardening day. I watered the garden with a fire hose. Ended up giving the vegetables a day at the water park. The cucumbers are still in therapy over that one. Oh, shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that one.
Oh, Sam, my boy, it was a day just like this one. I had just pulled in the driveway from work and remembered, boy, that garden hasn't been watered in years. So I went out there and grabbed the fire hose.
Grandpa, we don't have time for memory lane.
One more meatball. Let's make it count.
All right, fire at Will.
Who's Will?
Never mind Will. They're getting too close. Sam, fire that meatball cannon.
Yes, we did it. This is the best day ever.
We did it, boys. We defeated the raccoons with the power of pasta and poultry.
This is even better than the time I chugged 10 jars of salsa, convinced I could breathe fire like a dragon. And speaking of fire, can we have a raccoon barbecue now?
Only if Grandma makes up her famous baked beans and some cornbread.
Grandpa, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, Lily. Me and your brothers were just saving the gnomes from a raccoon invasion.
With meatballs and a rubber chicken? Next time, just tell the raccoons we don't have any spaghetti. And you know they hate leftovers.
Well, Lily, I'll remember that for next time, but today we fought with style.
And Grandpa's super cool shimmy. You should have seen it.
Yeah, we really gave those raccoons something to remember.
Can you guys come over here and help clean this up? We got pasta everywhere and the ants are planning a picnic.
You're right, Lily, you're right. Boys, let's start cleaning up this mess.
Grandpa, remember that time we challenged a UFO to a race and we ended up getting beamed up for a dance party in outer space?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sonny boy. Those were the days.
We love you, Grandma.
And that's the Gnome War story. The end!
Well, who knew that gnomes and laser-eyed raccoons could make such a mess of the garden, huh? Great job to Grandpa Gilly and the kids for keeping the garden safe. Well, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that garden gnomes are often placed facing east to to greet the sunrise. Some say it keeps their magical powers strong. And now for another zany zinger. How come garden gnomes never get lost in the garden? Because they always stay rooted in their spots. Oh, that's terrible. Thanks for joining us for today's adventure. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a review. It helps other families find us. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And send us a message with your thoughts, ideas, or even a drawing of your favorite character. If you'd like to support our journey, check us out on Patreon. We appreciate every one of you. Until next time, dream big, explore boldly, and keep every adventure
out of this world.